Begin the current daf Masechtas Kesubas daf Vav. Begin the Menal. Begin the Tos Masta. Begin with the Gemara. Hi, Misacharaset Ben Azyasa Osladuk Mechulu. This Misacharaset Ben Azyasa, which we'll see exactly what that is, forbidden to go ahead and stuff it in. So why is that different? Pirsh B'Kanchas Rashi explains B'Chein Ben Chanan B'Aruch B'Chal Lishna and Aruch according to one version. B'Chein B'Sedes and Ben Meram in the Sefer Sedes and Ben Meram that explains Asim Shem Schita. The problem about this situation is because of squeezing of schita, a subcategory of malaban. When you squeeze it out, then it's going to be cleaning it out, which is done by laundry. Question remains in time, but there's difficulty remains in time. Like we're saying, squeezing out is because of whitening, of laundry. That doesn't apply by other liquids. We're talking about a barrel of beer. The is anything that makes dirty, that when you squeeze it out, what it absorbs. Like wine and beer and oil, and beer is the case that we're discussing, doesn't apply whitening by when you squeeze it out. By water, that's what it is. That's how laundering is. You soak it with water and you squeeze it out. But the proof of this is, we don't have a concern when you have cloths that absorb with other liquids that maybe might come to squeeze it out, like by water, because squeezing out, by water is laundering, but other liquids is not. So then we don't have any concern. If someone's going on Shabbos, and he encounters a stream of water, etc., what should he do? Then or walk through the water, but he comes to squeeze it out. So you see it's specifically by water. The Tanam and Perek Chavos we find also over there, and the Kavim Mazayim by Luntis, that he's going to dry himself with a towel. He shouldn't bring it with his hand. Why can't you carry? Because you can take the towel with you. Does this kid come to squeeze it out? Again, with water. It says, you're not allowed to go and immerse garments to tell with the Shabbos. Squeeze it out. So you see that we have such a concern by water. You're allowed to sift the wine with a cloth. We see, obviously, we're not concerned about it getting wet with wine because we're not going to squeeze it out. So, duration may even more bait of lemon up. Namakam also says, lipa suja leho, that you should spread out a kerchief on it, on top of the barrel. But come also, let's don't say, but it's going to get wet and come to squeeze it out. That's exactly what we're saying because the whole concern about leaven is only applicable by water. I said, says about the main fact, found this was says in much Shabbos, the Kabakasma Bays, and Moses and Sweet Hashem, and the flats and the friend need the oil. So Kabinosim and Bilda Besada, so how could the friend bring it there and carry it? So what she does is bring the oil in the here. Probably my ass, eyeballs, they're skidding, they're going to squeeze out of here with the oil. Mashandi, my answer is Inskid Besada, there's no problem about squeezing out with the here. But Mashma sounds like the Shaykh, Skid Besham, but that there would be a problem with squeezing by oil, it just doesn't apply by the here. Prempak Nettles also, but then the Gimel Menav Swig, grinding the sponge. If it has a handle, you can wipe it. If not, you can wipe it. Then why? Because you're going to come to squeeze out the oil that's absorbing it. You're saying there's no schita by other liquids besides water. So says that schita over there. There's two types of schita of squeezing out. There's a telada of malaban of whitening of laundry, and then there's of dash of unloading of removing one thing from another thing. But Surah Kama Ischita says one of them, and that's forbidden, like the squeezing of olives and grapes. So too are those liquids from different types of fabrics. But now, Taisa says, V'hach over here, in explaining the reason of the squeezing out of the rag in the by the barrel, which we said, there's no real concern about Ischita, because it's talking about wine. So that's what we developed up until this point. So that's not a problem. So what is the problem? So Mirmir Tami says, So you can't say, well, okay, you told me it's not the schita of malaban because it's by other liquids, but maybe so it says like we just said a second ago, maybe here also you'll say that the schita is because of mefarik. No, you can't say that because kimichan is chetelachli, but since what you're squeezing out is going to go to waste, so therefore, that's a malachashin zuchli gufa, and that would not be considered a nisa mefarik. Ah, yavagav davim sikresha, although it's inevitable what you're doing, that itself should make it forbidden. But still, that does not make a problem anything that's never, but you don't prefer, you don't care for it. Shari, that also is permitted, that's not considered in Malachas Mar Shabbos and Shabbos. And Beikur Ayosim and Perkal, that his primary proof is from a Gemara Zavachat of Tzadigav and Beis. Alibidir B'Shimen, Mizalf and Yan, Gabay Yishim, you spray the wine on top of the fires of the Mizbeach. Avagod B'Zigreshu, although it's inevitable that Bad Mechabahu, for sure you can be extinguishing the fires of the Mizbeach, which is forbidden. But given the Lay Nigel, since you don't want to do Bahai Kibu with that extinguisher, sure it's permitted. brings another ayah from Gemara Sukkah that Lama Gimla Beit Kamer Rabbi Lazar B'Shem. He says, "My to my not be Yom Tov. You're allowed to go ahead and diminish the grapes on Yom Tov. Pidush. It means in behalav. I mean the berries of the myrtle. Parak the Gemara as I'm a Masakim on, but you're fixing it and you're making it that it's a viable hadas for the mitzvah lulav. Mukim law. The Gemara explains, yeah, Masakim Lachila, where he's doing it because he wants to eat the berries. And Sabla Kavu, he holds like his father that the B'Shem Masakim is mutter." Rabshim agrees when it's inevitable, which in here, even if you're doing something unintentionally, but inevitably that you're making in the kosher others, may forbidden. It has other shams. So it's not really being masakamon, he's not really doing something, you're fixing anything. Says Taisis from the Aruch, since he doesn't prefer it, but and if we're not concerned for the fixing, it shards can be forbidden. I forgot the psikreshu, although it is inevitable what you're doing. So again, based on everything that we said up until now, it's very difficult to understand this halacha bladuka misachisa dinaziyasa, this rag in the barrel of beer, where there's no problem about libun because it's wine, there's no problem about mitharik because he's loy nichale with the skita because he's going to waste. You know, it appears to the read like kosher midi. No, it's not difficult because they maybe can say dos lischa b'sharmashke that you're not allowed to go and squeeze about the liquids. Shem libun, yeah, it is a problem about laundry. Come over here, just make water. What do you do all these rice that we said we don't find those concerns of squeezing it out like we do by water? If it's the same thing, why we're not concerned? So I tell you, no, mikom mokum. However, loy chashin b'ushem yiskod. Yeah, it would be a problem, but we're not concerned you're going to come to squeeze it out. Why? Since the taste and the odor, the aroma remains in the garments even when you squeeze it out. It's very little that you're going to have the pleasure when you squeeze it out, and therefore we're not concerned that you're going to come to do that. But if you did, yeah, it would be malam. The truth is, as Stasis, you could also say, Nami, the awesome Shemafarak. Actually, it's the other Schita. Problem is because of detaching, of unloading, of Dosh. Although it's inevitable what he doesn't prefer, still, also, Shem would still hold it would be forbidden initially, just like when you also don't need it for the primary element of the Malacha. And that would be the same thing with Sikresh Lenichale. Now, but I saw the proofs of the Aruch that he differentiates between Melachah Shem Zichel Leguvah B'Segregation Nechalei, where you don't need it, that it would be even like a Kila. In the Rice, not proofs. Why? The Hidim about Reb Shimon Lazal Sebegam Elishim. We find Reb Shimon who would discuss that he permits you to spray the wines of the Nesach on top of the fires. Yeah, it's B'Segregation Leguvah Nechalei, which one time is also like a Kila. Yeah, it could maybe the Mitzvah Shana. You could say that because that's a Mitzvah purpose. That's different. When we say when he has another Shana, it could maybe you could say the Shemesh Mitzvah. That although we would say generally psikrishul nichle would be also like a tchila, but for mitzvah purpose, I make a shot. Is that permitted? Or additionally, what you could say is that the Gemara was saying, it's inevitable. The isle and the Gemara answers this leshana chriti. No, it's not a problem because he has another shana. What does that mean? Me and therefore bechin shal Reb Shimon. That's why it's permitted to Reb Shimon. Why? The shemali it's tarechla. Maybe you're not going to need it. And then it's like tikkun klei comes that you never even did a tikkun mana. Not like you're doing it, but it's like nichalei. No, you really didn't fix anything because you didn't need it. And therefore, it's not even a psikresh, not inevitable that you're even doing a malacha. Now, this is Aval Rabbi Yehuda. According to Yehuda, that he holds that Dabashin Miskarban is Asam Adaraisa. To Asr, then it's going to be forbidden even where you do have another hadas, like we explained, because the Shemit Starachle, maybe you will end up needing it. The glory missile, the Kliyab, it comes out that it was revealed that you did make a vessel and therefore it's forbidden. Now, the Pesha Aruch Kasha, now, on this interpretation of the Aruch, the Psikrish Loi Nichle is Mutter, is difficult. Why could not be very much to learn? And Shabbos HaKov Zayin Men Alpha Mappas, Shabbos HaKov pops up a pimple. On Shabbos, a blister, Imlas Lapeh, if he's doing it to make an opening, Yitzchayv is going to be liable. Vim Loi Tzim Men Alechiv, just wants to get the mucus out. He doesn't care about the pad, but he's going to be exempt. Now, we see by the sugya b'nei, specifically because of the pain the person's in, the person not only is it exempt, but even permitted. But if not for the fact that there's pain, it also would be forbidden. Even though you don't care for the mouth at all, the nichli in the person, because if you did care about it, then even if you did not intend, you would be liable. So too, when you're taking a hand needle to take out the splinter. The Shomer Shem Tzara, that whole permission is because of pain. But if not for the pain, the Asr would be forbidden. Although he doesn't care about it at all with the Chabur that's being done. So that definitely seems to be a difficulty according to the Aruch Why? If he says situation like nichle, should even be mutter even without the element of tzar? But now Tis asks on the Ri, who he disagrees with the Aruch, and he says, yeah, psikrishna l'nichle would be also. He says, but even according to that mandam, Abakta's question, it's a little bit difficult. Because if psikrishna l'nichle also, if you're going to say nagd Aruch, and psikrishna l'nichle is also, am I coming to Abba Chomas? Why is it when they come to me now? Kabosh, and regarding the pickled vegetables, shashat and the gufan, they've squeezed it out for themselves, patra mutter, that it's going to be, meaning, because gufan means to say that you wanted that the juice should come out. It's going to be potter and mutter, it's going to be exempt and even permitted. Because you don't need the liquid that's coming out. Now, so it says, Vahashta. Now, you have the following difficulty. If you're going to say, so, Avagav, the in is not, even though you don't need it, Hayali is also, it's just going to be forbidden because it's still psigresha, even though it's like nichle. By Marie Dari says, the Matin, maybe you could say, the Davka Kvashim Shari, no, specifically by the pick of vegetables, can be permitted, because what's being squeezed out is actually coming out of the difference. It's like a part of the food item itself. And therefore, the ancient mashkala, but it's not even considered like a liquid coming out of a salad. So, could I mean, like the Gemara says, the filament maim, because even if you do it that you want to have the juice, not going to be chayim bachat, it's potra avalasa. The most is going to be, it's going to be forbidden, but if one does, one's going to be exempt. And the reason is because it really doesn't pass, not really appropriate to have a shame of schita, because it's not really considered as a mashka. Now, this brings another approach, Ma'idya Shleima, that truth is that the reason why it's also over here in our different mashka, Tesla, Dukin, is yasa, is because of schita. And but other liquids, it applies schita. We find that they permit to sift out the wine with the cloth. I'm not concerned that you're going to come to squeeze it out. It's not because there's no schita by yain. It's because the chadavish on moist of amazing. Anything that a person is doing intentionally, that is making it wet, like a sifter, so then it doesn't apply to say that maybe he's going to come to squeeze it out because he's deliberately making it wet. It's farahu, that's logical. He's making it deliberately wet. And that's why we could explain also why when you're sifting the wine, like a shinshim, you're not concerned that you're going to squeeze it out. Then Rashi Shapa hide the nida, madam is whatever it is, but we could also understand that this nida can be crafty, and when she's allowed to table on Shabbos, she's allowed to go ahead and table with her garments too, as he must have been, that we're not concerned that you're going to squeeze out her garments, this eighth break, the vine's iron base. Someone that's going to greet his teacher, right about somebody in the mind, could go up and tell his neck, water, like, not concerned you're going to come to squeeze it out. Why not? Especially by water, we said that you might come to squeeze out. Lefishon daskin noise, because that's why he's doing it. He knows he's deliberately making himself wet. And the gear says, or miu. Miu, kalim. But you could say, no, it's not a riot, because husband, the mitzvah, since it's for mitzvah purpose, tiveling and then going lahak the nerabai. So therefore, Shani, it's different people lean. Now, Baruch Pish Lashnacha. Now, we're going to have a different masculine taste regarding what the case actually is. The earth actually has a different interpretation. The zirchad of nazyasa is actually something else. Not like we were saying with a rag, which is squeezing out, and the problem is because it's chita. It's because stimas giga shal sheikha asladuka. Closing up, even with a piece of wood, of a barrel of beer, you're forbidden to close it up. Because the shemet abat la stimas giga is because maybe you're going to come to nullify the clothing by the barrel. You ask the klipa Shabbos, and then you're making, by closing it up forever, a vessel on Shabbos. You're completing it. They near the river, does not seem to be correct to the river, because heichadami. What's the case talking about? Then if you intend to leave it over there at the time when you're putting it in my psikrei shakan, so what do you mean inevitable? I mean, how do I say klid is coming? What do you mean inevitable? Right away now you're making it into vessel when you intend to do it. The main bedaitel b'shalom who doesn't intend to leave it over there, mekain loyav psikrei is on the good, so that's not even the psikrei shakan. You make it the vessel. So what's this psikrei shakan? Some b'dechet says what you could say when you're pushing it is meaning in a contrived way. Shumiskavim levatlo, he intends to nullify it over there. But the it doesn't intend to make it a vessel, and therefore the shaykh bape secretation. So it's appropriate to use the terminology of inevitable, because you don't really intend to totally make it into a vessel. It's only done by default. So therefore that could still be the terminology of appropriateness of secretation. Not like that, as if you're making a kli miyat. Next says, "Master, begin with the Gemara. Loyelam Rav could be this really bechulah. Truth is, Rav holds I could be Huda, which Tosfos points out that Lishmul Namek Lishnu. Just like Rav, we explained both versions what he would hold. So to explain his opinion, so for Shmuel the other way around. The Lam could be Shimon. The whole the truth is also could be Shimon, and you can explain each one. Lach Lishnu Damet Kid Pocket LePesach Tzach. You need it for the Pesach. Lach Lishnu Mechaber Mechaber LeDamet Tzach. And then again, they would be even according to Reb Shimon." Because who he holds that this that's who we're going like, meaning in other words, just like we had to explain for Rav, that how would it be possible that how it's going to be a mutter. So Shmuel would also have to explain what's difficult, that why it's usser is the same type of approach, that although Shimon holds that Dovah in the Skaven is mutter, here it's going to be forbidden, again, because of Pesach, according to the Mandamar, or according to the Mandamar of Ladam if you hold Dam Chubur Mechaber, so then that would be the problem. So the Mechaber must have begun to give him my love, isn't that Dilei Bol? That we're telling you that if you didn't do the Be'iyah, the Motzibol that you were allowed to do the Be'iyah on Friday night. That's what we mean when we say Ad Motzah Shabbos. So as Tyson explains, because the Maidah not Motzah Shabbos. What are you saying? You said 4 nights. He's saying up until Motzah Shabbos is Ilav the Asa Lashmin the Motzibol of Shabbos. Obviously, because he's coming to tell you that you're allowed to be on Shabbos. Avigav the Mesh Basul, although you can be removing some of the hymen of the Basulim. Because the lechem, maybe you can't say the Nagar Matzah Shabbos. The reason why I said up until Matzah Shabbos last minute to tell you being Ritzuf, and that no, we're telling you the 4 nights have to be up until Matzah Shabbos from Wednesday night straight 4 nights to Matzah Shabbos. You can't say that. So let me initiate Ritzuf, because you don't need to have that they're continuous. Ketan Perek Vas Nizel, like learned the last Perek in Yudah, the story they actually give a 4 nights that you give for to be told Basum in the period of 12 months. And rather, Bahochi Pirish. There's the explanation. This will not live on Matzah Shabbos. Give her 4 nights of the Matzah Shabbos. Sheiva b'chol laylo. There should be every single night. And Yosha makes the Besulim. And then you can be tearing out some Besulim at Matzah Shabbos. Ah, so you see, Vashmin, the Shor L'Shahash, Besulim B'Shabbos, you let uproot some of the Besulim on Shabbos. That's the Mishan. The Gemara answers, Lo, you know, Labar M'Shabbos, except for Shabbos. But Matzah Shabbos, Naka. So why are we saying Matzah Shabbos then? Vashmin, and the Bin Yerutufim. That, yeah, that's the Gemara's answer, that you need them to be continuous. So then Tosis says, what do you mean? To have a muscle mefach, so the Gemara could have asked me, Bryce, the Bryce, and Nida. Like we just said, the Mukhla, it's obvious, even if it's scattered. You're right, so says the Gemara could have asked that on what the Gemara's answer is. And the Prophet, we go with the Bryce, but the Gemara asked from the actual Bryce itself, so that the Gemara's asking from the words itself, but it could have asked from the last Bas, from the Bryce, and they this Nida. Then there's a bit of going to say, Mikhla, the Mashallah, Baba Shabbos, originally when the Gemara had answered, no, except for Shabbos. Malabatai, what was he going entertaining? But explicitly says 4 nights. It's only 4 nights if you're including Friday night. If somebody says, what you can say is that a second night, you would have thought to say this is what the explanation is. No, it's not on Matzah Shabbos. You give up on Matzah Shabbos, Labamish Shabbos, no, except for Shabbos, but which in sum total is 4 nights. But you park the Gemara asks, what do you mean? But the Mashman the ball dalit, but it sounds like that no, you're not just it's a period of 4 nights, and you're actually doing the bia 4 nights. So I think my answer is yes, kisha ball, when you do the bia, meaning we'll come and tell you like we explained after that. Meaning, so you did bia once before. And okay, only then we've met Friday night, but that there's a chiddush over there. Because although it's still a tight area, that some pebble, so to speak, is going to be coming out, that's going to be permitted on Friday night. And the proof is, because the Yichazia, because if she would see blood during those days, Kalina and Bedam Besulim would be suspended on the Hamil of blood. And that's what's saying, that Falakashar, even though there's some Besulim over there, but again, not really, but again, that's the Kiddush that's going to be permitted.